I grew up in two different worlds. Home was a township with four-room houses and outside toilets, while school was one of the top girls' private institutions in one of the leafy suburbs of my hometown, Durban. From the age of five, I understood the divide between the haves and the have-nots. And because of this, I always knew what was possible and challenged the notion of normal. I'm blessed to have been raised in a family where the inklings of leadership and the bright-eyed little girl I was were nurtured. As a child, I was given room to challenge societal norms and the status quo. But most importantly, to dare to believe that things could be different. Everything that I've ever been involved in throughout my life, whether in entrepreneurship, in civic leadership, or social initiatives, has sought to serve my belief that things can be different. We can build economic systems that contribute towards social justice. We can create narratives in African media that empower and build society. We can build African communities where ownership, freedom, and ubuntu are at the core of who we are. My name is Lebuntu Webster. Welcome to Ubuntu Live. I know there are many other Africans who believe this about Africa and more. I know there are many who have ideas, are leading enterprises, institutions, and movements that will help to build nations in Africa to be what we dream of. I know also that we only get to realize this dream with the impact and momentum of a collective. And this is how Ubuntu Live was born. As a space for Africans to share their minds, to share their work and their hearts, a space to learn from each other, to collaborate with each other, to support and inspire each other. I know, the very idea of rebuilding African nations seems overwhelming, seems daunting, but as it's been said so often, no one is coming to save us. So maybe this is one of the ways we start. What I know for sure is that it's time for Ubuntu Live.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.